Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Murray, Dick, Kispert, Poole, and Finney Smith are all on the outside looking in. Who will be my favorites? My top five plays for today. It is Monday, March 25th. We're talking DraftKings, and we're doing it after this. But first, hit the like button, subscribe to the channel, hit the notification bell so you know when everything goes live. Follow me on Twitter, at Josh Engelman. And the biggest thing you could do is sign up at Stochastic. Maybe you're not interested in the NBA anymore. MLB is starting Thursday. We've got everything you need. Projections, ownership, sims, top stacks, top batters, top pitchers, all of it. Lineup generator, premium Discord, whatever you're looking for in baseball, or if you want to stay grimy with me in the NBA streets all the way until the end, you can sign up for that too. Links below in the description. First up at number five, I have PJ Washington. He's power forward, center eligible, 5,200, projected for 25. The goal is 36. He's in the winning lineup 20% of the time. He's playing about 32 minutes a night, right around 0.8 fantasy points per minute, but a pretty nice spot against Utah. They play fast, and they don't play very good defense. 12 points, 5 boards, an assist and a half, and 2 stocks. That power forward eligibility is doing a lot of heavy lifting here. Josh Hart is in at number 4, small forward, power forward eligible, 7,400, projected for 37. The goal is 47. He's in the winning lineup 20% of the time. He's liable to play 48 minutes. You never know with him, but 40 plus is certainly the expectation. He's going to be in and around 0.9 fantasy points per minute, 13 points and 10 boards. That's a double-double. 5 assists and close to 2 stocks. Pace up spot against a garbage Pistons team. The Knicks are actually 16.5-point favorites in this one. Switching New York teams, we go to Mikal Bridges, number 3, shooting guard, small forward, eligible, 6,900, projected for 37. The goal's 45. He's in the winning lineup 20% of the time. No Cam Johnson in this one. No Dennis Smith Jr. either. Around a fantasy point per minute, 36 minutes for Bridges. 21 points on 24% usage, 5.5 boards, 3.5 assists, a stock and a half, but an amazing matchup against a very bad, very shorthanded Toronto Raptors team. Dante DiVincenzo in at number 2, shooting guard, small forward, eligible, 6,600, projected for 37. The goal is 43, winning lineup 27% of the time. Great price, great positional flexibility, 34 minutes a night, over a fantasy point per minute, facing a Pistons team that will be a pace-up spot and a truly bad team across the board. Almost 20 real points, 4.5 boards, 3.5 assists, and 2 stocks. He's going to fill up a stat sheet. The shot's certainly going to be there, and he'll probably get a couple extra open looks just by facing the Pistons. But my number one contender for today is Miles McBride, and that's because he just doesn't stop playing massive minutes. I only went 41. I think 44 plus is live. He's point guard, shooting guard eligible, 5,400, projected for 29. The goal is 37. He's in the winning lineup 32% of the time. Now, he's only like a 0.7 fantasy point per minute guy, but the matchup helps, and the playing time is in abundance. 14 points, 3.5 assists, 3 boards, and a stock and a half for McBride. Both eligibilities certainly help here. This is a minutes play. You shouldn't be surprised. Will we get better value later today? Sure. Should you play McBride because he might play 44 minutes today? Also sure. Alrighty, folks, that will do it. Those are my NBA DFS contenders on DraftKings for Monday, March 25th. FanDuel version's around here somewhere, so check it out. Good luck tonight, everybody. Win some money. We're back again tomorrow morning for another edition of the Contenders.